Here we are with Kemosabe by the Electric Indian, because, of course, taking us to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? It'll be great. I can guarantee it.
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Sounds like this is not a water torture song. It sounds like it's underwater. Teicher on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Midnight Cowboy. It always sounded like a water torture at the beginning. It blum, blum, blum. Yeah, it sounded like you were underwater playing that instrument, whatever it was. Enoch Light started this hour off with Knowing When to Leave, a Burt Bacharach tune. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, hour number two, where it is time for... where it is time for this. Time to go on a road trip once again, our weekly tour of the odd and unusual spots that dot America's highways. This week, we are headed to South Carolina, the Palmetto State. It has more than a few quirky stops to it. So first of all, you can't miss it because it's south of the border, straddling I-95 in Dillon, South Carolina. A neon bright Mexican-themed tourist trap complete with sombrero-topped observation tower, fireworks shops, and oversized statues of Pedro, in quotes. It's been a road trip classic since 1950 and remains equal parts kitsch and nostalgia. That sounds perfect for a road trip, doesn't it? From there, something a little bit stranger. Bishop, it's actually called Pearl Friars Topiary Garden in Bishopville. Retired factory worker Pearl Friar turned 3 acres of his yard into a whimsical forest of sculpted trees, arches, spirals, and living sculptures. His garden is considered a folk art landmark, attracting visitors from around the world. Not far from there, in Gaffney, South Carolina, stands a true landmark for anyone with a sweet tooth or a love of giant fruit. It's the Peachoid, 135-foot tall water tower painted like a giant peach. It should be in Georgia, actually. Locals call it the moon over Gaffney. I wonder why. And yes, it's so realistic that truckers on I-85 have mistaken it for the real thing. Okay. On the spookier side, there's the grave of Alice Flagg in Pawleys Island. Legend has it that Alice, a young woman forbidden to marry her love, died of a broken heart. Visitors still place rings and flowers at her grave, hoping for good luck in romance if they circle the stone backwards 13 times. Okay. And if you're looking for something prehistoric, stop in at Blackville to see God's Acre Healing Springs. Once owned by Native Americans and later deeded to God, in 1944, the natural spring is said to have curative powers. Locals and travelers alike line up with jugs to take home the free-flowing water. Okay, and finally, a stop for the history buffs with a sense of oddity, the Button King Museum in Bishopville. Dalton Stevens spent decades covering everything from suits to coffins in buttons after suffering from insomnia. His button world is now preserved in a quirky museum celebrating one man's unusual obsession. Okay, well, whether it's peaches, topiaries, neon sombreros, or healing springs, South Carolina has quite the number of oddities, does it not? Yeah. Here's Frank Purcell with Mandy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. And I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. And I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands. In the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy with the classic sound of Burt Kempfert there and Jumpin' Blue. Roger Whittaker before that and Floyd Kramer as well with their renditions of The Last Farewell. Roger's being the original, Floyd's being a cover. Frank Chaxfield with Fool If You Think It's Over and Frank Purcell with Mandy. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Here is Lex de Azevedo with Heart Hotels.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Paul Marriott there with Part-Time Lover. Before that, Nori Paramore with Summer Holiday. Martin Denny and the Enchanted Sea. And Lex de Azevedo with Heart Hotels. It is now time for news of the weird, or at least unusual to some degree. Not necessarily either or. Not necessarily both, and maybe none at all. Yes, anyhow, Whitesburg, Kentucky. A Kentucky nurse saved the life of a raccoon that had passed out after feasting on fermented peaches. Misty Combs told reporters she found the young animal limp and gasping near a dumpster outside a clinic. Believing it had drowned in the moonshine-like juice, she performed chest compressions and light back slaps in what she described as the tiniest CPR I've ever done. The raccoon eventually sputtered back to life and was turned over to wildlife officers. They nicknamed him Otis Campbell after the lovable drunk on the Andy Griffith Show. The animal was released back into the wild, into the woods, rather, once sober. Well, that's good. That's wonderful. Meanwhile, in Anchorage, Alaska, an early September heat dome sent temperatures in the Pacific Northwest and southwestern Canada soaring into record territory. Some towns sweltered in the triple digits. The Canadian village of Lytton hit 104 degrees, a temperature normally reserved for the desert states, while Portland, Oregon recorded 99 degrees on Labor Day. Wow, that is unusual. The unusual heat wave sparked more than 150 wildfires across British Columbia and filled the skies over Washington and Idaho with smoke, prompting warnings for residents with respiratory issues. Meteorologists noted it was the hottest September start in the region's history, describing it as summer's last strangest gasp. Well, there you go. I mean, that's not odd. That's factual and serious, rather, anyway. Anchorage, Alaska, in the hundreds. My goodness, it got hot up there. And now I've just screwed up the computer and the segue into the next tune. But don't worry, I'll talk and vamp until we get to that point, which is right now. Here's Ray Conniff, and I cover the waterfront on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, that Summer Samba by the David Whittaker Orchestra. It is also known as So Nice, so when it's not summer, we can call it So Nice. And think about summer, anyhow. Almost over here, yes. Hang on a second. I'm just having a little bit of technical difficulty, a cat meowing in the background, and a dog wanting attention. But before that, we had Anne Marie and Charles Crawford with their renditions of A Love Song. Botticelli with Seasons in the Sun, Ronnie Aldridge with Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins, and Ray Conniff with I Cover the Waterfront. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and since we have a little bit of extra time, we should do this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
You guys seem out of practice.
Kino tata.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault. I haven't played this in a while. So they're out of practice. Yes, please. Okay, moving right along.
Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion, that passion of caution because of the notion, the potion of passion had never been passed to me. Since it was sunny and sunny, I went for a stroll. But peanuts and pigeons and people put me in a hole. A blessing, refreshing, and you did unfold. Dispelling, depressing, distressing, salt from my soul. Once was a time I thought that luck could be sold or bought, and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion, I rationed with caution because of the notion, the potion of passion had never been passed to me.
What they said.
But now with you by my side, I find that I feel so satisfied. Somebody must have lied to me.
And just like that, here's Frank Chatsfield and Carefree Highway on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Well, we've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-17. And yes, I say the dash every time. I don't know why.